Okay, Mila Taisis, Rav Taisis, Banal Hitler, the right there. Mila, Achaikis, Rashi Nirshbam, what does it mean? The Rav says, Shlumle, Nagamalia, what does it mean? Shaykh Shaman, Ain Shaman, Rashlin, the whole Shaykh is, whether or not you could pay with the Shvarim. You have to pay cash. You can't use the Shvarim in lieu of payment. And that, the Shvarim argues and says, I mean, the din of that is Zokin, you can pay with Subin. And the Gemara equates, the Zokin Gazlin, that I saw Ramban Taka when he learns from that Gemara, he goes straight to Shaul. He says Shaul is also in the Chabdal of his Mazikin. So means Shaul, Tashlum of Shaul is like a Mazik, and therefore he should pay the Subin. What we discussed yesterday, Shach, why does Taisus have to go two steps? It means right from Gazlin to Shaul. The Ramban says directly Shaul is also Nichlal in the 24, and Meila Shaul is like a Mazik regarding the payment, and mail also the mode of payment. Now, the payments mode. So, the Rishbam disagrees, and the Rishbam says, no, Avadi can pay with the Shvarim, it's not the issue. The Shail is Pras. What happens if the animal, if the Shvarim go down in value? And then, so Shail is, who's the one that suffers the loss? So what he told him was, you pay Nagamalia, meaning that you're the one that suffers the loss if it goes down. And that's the Shail of the Sugi of Shaman or Ain Shaman. Alright, Rav holds, that's Rav over there, that says, Afa Shoyol, Ain't Shom, the Gorim of Kaman. Ain't Shom, Loyogan, Loyogazlin, Elon Azakin. Shomin means that we assess the value of Bashas Nehazik, and the Bailim loses out. So we say, but then ain't Shom the Gazlin, and then the Gazlin lose that. That's Shail by Shail. Oh, fine. That's the Chiddush of Rav. We discussed yesterday exactly why that should be. Taisus kind of machine, and we discussed how is that going to work by Shail. And Taisus Bab Kama, it says some type of funny thing. Shoyul also is kind of Mishas She'ela. Harai is Chayav Einzin. That's a Shita of Rav, and therefore he is kind of, and now the Shvarim could be used as payment, but not at the value of what they were Mishas the Hezek, Mishas Shira, but rather he's the one that has to that has to absorb the difference. Chaim perish v'chah. Ela shehaisev v'pirish depligah filu heicha b'leka b'chas. There's another machlaik is here. Nichlal, I guess. The l'rav shenish b'kli v'shus shayol. I mean, it's a little funny, there should be two machlaikis in, yeah? That's not totally ha-b'ha. L'rav. Oh, we'll see. Let me. What we just talking about? The Larav Shenishba Kli B'Shus Shoyel. Right. Since the Kli is Batsem by the Shoyel, Shoyel is Kainit. He has Chiyuv Tashlumin. Yeah. So Paichim Loi Shishalim Loi the Main Nargamalia. Main Malam Loi is the Shalma Shvarim. We don't tell him the trick that he could pay, he could use a Shvarim. We tell him, okay, you broke the hatchet, you got to buy him a new one. Even though technically, He could use the Shvarim as partial payment. But we don't have to tell him that. Because the Shvarim belong to the Shayil. Right? And it's true, he owes money. So what happens to me is halacha that the Bailin that you could use the Shvarim. Say it, we don't have to tell him all the secrets. If he hops it on his own, good. If not, not. Why couldn't Rav Kahana Rav Asi, we do tell him? According to the fundamental machlekes over here is Batsem, who owns the Shvarim? Right? Who owns the Shvarim? So according to Rav, the Shoyl owns the Shvarim, so we have no reason to tell him that he can use the Shvarim payment. But according to Rav Kahana and Rav Asi, there, we have to tell him that. Why? Because it's not his. Be'etzim is not his, it belongs to the Shoyl, it belongs to the Mashil, and therefore, Be'etzim, his whole Chiv is to pay the difference. So Meila, we have no right not to tell him. Because that's wrong. It's wrong. Lefi Rav, he owes money. He owes the Narga. So he happens to have, if he wants, he can use the Shvarim as payment. Say it, we don't have to tell him all the secrets. Kodrav Kanavasi, Betzem, who owns the Shvarim? The Mashil. So maybe we can't tell him, you owe him an axe, he's paying an axe. Not true, he doesn't owe him an axe. He owes the difference between the Shvarim and the axe. Yes,
in the first side, is there anything special about these Shvarim, or just like any payment of Sheva Kesef? Like, could you pay with a different broken axe?
Yes.
Just Sheva Kesef?
Of course. There's absolutely no difference. Vadam Yisham.
Can you pay with just stam garbage?
What does garbage mean?
Like any random broken object to have lying around the house.
If it has value, it has value.
He's like, you're an idiot.
What? But we say, and I said, how can you pay Subin?
That's
correct. Call them. Call me the Meta. Understand? Hold on, Rishalmi. Menayan Shen Shom, Lil Gazam, Ababa, Bamamo, Chaim Shnaim Shalim, Loy Mason. I'm coming, let me say, I'm a rabbi. The Hajj of the Shagazal. So here, Tayez really got a problem. Yeah? Rishalmi is really quite like Rashi. Right? Rishalmi says the din of Ein Shaman, yeah, Ein Shaman Gaza, and learns out from Pasuk of Chaim Shnayim Mishalit, Loi Mason. Right? It's telling me the din of Ein Shaman, yeah, is learned out from this Pasuk. Right? According to Rashi, it's very good. Why? According to Rashi, what's the Shalmi telling me? Shalmi's telling me why you can't use the carcass as payment. Normally, you can pay it Subin. If there's a kasav, no, Chaim Mishalit, or Beish Vedesh HaGazal. Also, like Rashi himself said in Baba Kama. So, Taisvis, so according to me, according to Rashbam, Lav Chaim Shisham Loi Chaim Mamish. It's not true. Chaim Mishalit Loi Mason. It's not true. You can pay Mason, according to Rashbam. The Nakamin is that the carcass deteriorated and it's not worth as much as it was when it got killed, so you have to suffer the difference. You have to absorb the difference. The gas has to absorb the difference. But the what's the structure of Chaim Lemesim? That's more like Rashi. Lav Chaim Shisham Chaim Amish Behem Acher Zloy Subin. Elachamar Chaim Shnayim Mishalim Shem Oidam Chaim VeHuzlu Yachzirim K'moy Shehein Avhuzlu Meisim Tzar Shidim Chas. The Kohen Teis the Gans Shikul Teirin Yishalmi Mamish Gans Shikul Teirin explained to Yishalmi how to fit his idea of Chas into the Yishalmi. Yishalmi saying Chaim Loi Meisim, if it's alive and it went down a little bit, he can say Resh Lof Anecha. Right? But if he died, and now he's ready to kind it, and now it went down, not. Nah. It's a Psegansa, Shir Kholi, and it's the Rishalmi over here. Inam Yichayim Shishalm Hakol, Mishalm B'loi Pchas, Chaim Yishalem, Hainu Shishalem, Shishalem Hakol, Hainu Shishalem Hakol, B'loi Pchas. Okay, so Achle Kerem, meaning you have to pay Chaim without Pchas, you have to pay full. Chaim Ashmi, Shalom, the Kedushin, Osim, the Kamer, Menayin, Shein, Abayim, Tapman, the Beilo. Oh. There's how God bought the veil. That's how Kesher God be pchas the veil. I'm a Rabbi Mama. Chaim Shnei Mishalim Boy Meisim. Mashim pchas the veil. Iri. So at least he had the Shalom Kedushin. There's no mashma that this drosh of Chaim Mishalim is going on pchas the veil. So therefore, we can say the other Shalom also means that as well. Fizeh is a case. How the Pelag of Lazar Perakama the Baba Kama the Kama Shom Laganu Gazlin. Yesh lechiyah, the shin ain't a kaina. Why? Lachi have a pchas lebayla. What's lefizeh? Fizeh is a tais, as Blazer holds, that he holds shaman. He holds shaman, because he holds shin is not, he has shin is not kaina. Why is it only lefizeh? Why is it only, what's lefizeh? Teretz is pashit. Zok Masha, he just speaks it out. That this is totally Rashi and Tosfos, right? Lefi Rashi is no hechrach. Lefi Rashi, what does the blazer mean when he says Shaman Lagana? What does Shaman Lagana mean? Lefi Rashi, what? You can pay the shvar, right? So do you say anything about? That he holds Sheena is not kaina, even if Sheena is kaina, right? You can still pay the shvarim. Even if Sheena is kaina, you can still pay the shvarim. So therefore, you don't have a kash. You're not going to have a stira in the laws that Tais is going to ask in a minute. But according to Tais, that what the whole the shail of shaman and not shaman is. Whether the pchas, who's the pchas is to? So it means if she holds shaman, shaman means the pchas is to the bayal. Not it means the ganav is not kaina. The ganav is not kaina. That's why the pchas is not to him. So must be shina is not kaina. Must be shina is not kaina. If shina is kaina, then it's yours. If this thing went down, your thing went down. But according to Tais, it's mukach that he holds shina is not kaina. According to Rashi, there's no hechrot. Could be Shina is kaina. Could be Shimon is kaina. And still, he just said you can pay the pchas. There's two separate issues, nothing to do with each other. One way is mukach though, even in Rashi. If you hold Shina is not kaina, then if you hold Shina is not kaina, then you have to hold that you have to hold shaman, right? That much even if Rashi is muhach. Why? Because if Shina is not kaina, then the shvarim belong to the balance of. So there's no din. Forget about the din of Subin. Not my din Subin. You're right, there's no din Subin. But it's his. I don't have. Malchiv, if Shin is not kaina, then it's his. It's not a payment, Bechal. It's not that I own the whole thing, I don't own the whole thing. I own the difference. Chatchil, so it's his. That way, even Virashi is Mocha. But the other way, just because you hold Shaman doesn't mean you hold Shin is not kaina. It's possible to hold Shaman, still hold Shinui is kaina. Doesn't seem to own Chata, right? In time of Tosfos, not because it's hard. Yeah. They're time for Taisis. They're Blaza Gufei. Bimaruba. Kamar. Teda. Shestam Ganeb Abyish Bailam. Matvicha Dahanu Maisa. Af Machir Dahanu Maisa. So Gemara, this is, yeah, the shadow in the Sug of Yish, but the point, the bottom line, Gemara says a statement that Tvicha is a Hanu Maisa. Gemara wants to say by Tavach Machar, Tvicha is a Hanu Maisa. So Gemara thought, Mechir is also a Hanu Maisa, Dainu, and Mechir is Chal, so Mel, you must be Yish's kind. Otherwise, Mechir is Chal, it's the Nigma. So she is Kavshin is kind. So what does a Hanu Maisa mean? Hanu Maisa sounds like it's Chal. Right? That's Gemara saying. What does it mean to Hani Maisa? Just like Tvich is a Hani Maisa, Mechir is also Hani Maisa. It's just like you're kind of by Tvich, you're kind of by Mechir also. So you see, Yish is kind of. So we see Rabbi Blaza holds Yish is kind of. Rabbi Blaza holds Yish is kind of. I'm going to say Shina is kind of. How is Shina is kind of? Is a wise shaman. If you want Shina is kind of, is a wise shaman. Rash is good, but the Taisa is, if Shina is Kaina, it belongs to the Mashal, to the Shoyal, the Ganav, it belongs to the Ganav, Shina is Kaina, then what kind of Shaman? And who, the Pchas belongs to the Ganav, it's his, it's Kaina Mashina. As if it ties the Baal Kasha. The Taisa, the Shleimer, the Hanu Maisav, Lav the Hanu, the Inyan, Kinyan, El dahanu linyan lekalko lahafsid mama mitvichas abehema. So Hanu Maisa doesn't mean that it worked in the sense that you are kainit. Hanu Maisa means that you what you did made it worse for the nigna. Nichayv dal vehei because he sold or rejected it. So just like, and what I'm saying, just like by shechita, it's a Hanu Maisa d'hainu, you killed the animal. Yeah, you did more ganeva. Yeah, you're makalkal, you're mafsid. So too mechira is also that it's a hefsid d'hainu that mechira is chal. You try to sell it, and by fact. But you selling it and actually was sold, that means that the Baam loses it now. The Baam loses it because it's sold. Right? So therefore that's what Gemara is saying. So really Loyama Tal Yashin is not kind of. And this is and Takavi Shechdin, you're not kind of. That's why we say Shaman. So what does it mean, Hani Maisa? I mean Hani Maisa, they killed him. Hani Maisa that is dead. You know me, how this lady Shina like honey. Hayne b'meisim eleh, or yinarg itm eleh, al bidayim koin tvicha, koni b'shine ma'isa. There's a mechal between bidayim and not bidayim. This is what he says, that shinoi, again, this is what we proved from Yer Aleph, in the sugi of Shammai, that shinoi is not kaina. That's talking about b'meisim eleh. It's difficult to understand. Gabi King and Shino, why should it make a difference with Maisa? Now the Maisa. Further what?
How did the
I know that who told me who said that it broke by itself. I know something happened. Who said it happened while you were? Yeah, it was good.
But divorce
is not
a case to
me. We are tomorrow. Well, I mean, he's talking about Shina being kind by Gazlan. He's saying, you know that Shina is kind by Shoyal. Huh? And so we had to tell you of Gama. Huh? No, you're right. It means in the case of the axe. So he's referencing our Gemara. there deep in this? I'm taking what he's saying further. Is deep in this taisus like Pesach Gamla that Rav holds Shina is kaina? Okay. Furthermore, okay, this, and again, the Bob comments are not really a place to get all the things. Just there's a question, yeah? Count more Bob Kam, please.
It's not
such. Huh?
It's not here.
Not here. Oh, okay. No. Oh, yeah, we're not.
It's not it.
So, the truth of the matter is, there is a Rashi. The Rashi Bava Kama Samach Bava, which is also Shtika Mashma, that Shina Kain needs a Maisa. Again, just a minute, just to, we're not going into it. It's a big issue, so it's not for now. But Rashi says, when the Gemara, and that's actually saying, the Gemara looks to talk about whether Yish is Kain over there, the Gemara is Amarab, Shina Kain, Ksiva, Kanina, that's already documented that Shina is Kain. He wants to know about Yish. Rashi is Shina Kain, Hecha the Shani Lubi Dayim. Yeah, pshita leim the rice about the con, etc. Hech the shon lebi daim, Rashi says. So mash mashi the shon lekain needs the ma'isa shon lebi daim. So there the chayim ask again. I'm not going to go into it. Just throw out the question so that you know when you learn Ruba next year, Akiva's going to jump up. You know. We had the Taisus and also the Mishnah says, Tzayvodon Beis, talks about Behema Veskina, Avodim Veskinu, Mishalm Mishasek Zeyla. Rameh says, Avodim is Resh Chofanecha. So what does it say over here? Behema Veskina, Avodim Veskinu. We say, Pei Gishasek Zeyla, because you can't even That's where Mary says, no, you know, Avodim, there's no Kinyan Shina by Avodim, Kagayin Exelis. Tanakama says, you say, Shasa Gzela. Peki Shasa Gzela, it's Mashma. That Shina Koin is even Mamela. Shina Koin is even Mamela. Behema Viskina, that Hammer got old, yeah? That happened by itself. No one did anything to make him old. And still it says, you Peki Shasa Gzela. Why Peki Shasa Gzela? Because it's very kind of Bashina. That's all Chaim. There's two dinim in Kesher Gana. One that you kind of machine, or you want that. Some it's also you can't be kind of shav with that. Maybe that might be the chilun, but that's not enough. A trailer. Okay. Weiter. Sag mal weiter. Hu gavra, the shol shunu mechavri. Chobar alei achbri, gadlu. The achbarim ganged up on him and killed the shunu. Yosef vashachon boile. Yosef vashachon boile. Ki hai gavna mai. Meis makas mlocha dami. Oilai. Only Mordechai Rashi, Ochi Amar Vimi, Nagunya, Shmei de Rabba, Garba, the Noshi Katlu, Loidin of Loidaini. Woman gang up and a man kill him. It's Loidin of Loidaini. The guy's out of business. Igadami Ochal Achmi Tuba, Bechavul Mace. Yosef Asher Kamayim, but Kagab Namai. Amalei, Ramarucha Ravashi, Hachi Amavim, Magrunya, Gab the Noshi Katlu, Abdin of Loidaini. Okay, let's see what's going on over here. Says Rashi, Kagab Namai, me have a mace marks of Lord Fog Loi. It's funny, the Gemara said that, no?
You see
on
the side that Rashi didn't have the ears.
Okay. The Noshi Katlu, the Hoyle Lipal, Beyoda. So Rashi says, it shouldn't have happened. And therefore what? Therefore what? Rashi doesn't say. It's interesting, the Gaon on the Gemara, the little Ois Aleph over there, says that Gavra, the Rashi Katlu, says the Kmeis Makos Mlochi Tur. Can come up a Seifa. In 2 hours of Gemara, he says, according to the Torah, Zogdagoin, the Gemara's Paisha, that what? That it is Meis Makos Mlochi. Yeah? It's Mashma, the Gemara, another tzad. Mashma, the Gemara, another tzad, that maybe even Rashi, and he has to go running to the tour, right? He has to go running to the tour to find the Shita that what? Then it's Meis Makos Halacha. It's Meis Makos Halacha. Yeah? So the question is, the Chayes Pasha, that's the Chayes Pasha, Meis Makos Halacha. The Farish, you also have the Ritva. Yeah? The Ritva is the Farish. Meis Makos Halacha. The Ritva learns what's the Shaila. Claim not Nashim Moshlu Bai. Lehoilo the Shaila. So he learns the Shaila whether it's Pshia now. Lehoilo the Shaila Halis Alvein, Sheragu. Chimish Lai Pasha Pater. Meis Makos Halacha. The Ritva learns what was the Shaila. Gemara, the Shaila, Gemara, this is called Pshia now. The pshia mitzad the shayl, kamash malon. There's not a pshia. All right. One second. It's not a pshia. Oh, so why did it happen then? So chayra, right? The Ritva is going. The Ritva earlier a little like Ramban, and that's what we have to really figure out over here. If he the svaras that we said before, meis makos halacha, you have to see all those svaras how that works out over here. Okay. Basic exercise over here. So the Ramban that learned that the term Meis Makos Halacha is what?
That was Pshia.
Yeah, Pshia is a Mashal. So now, in this case, if this cat is such a wimp that the Akbar were able to gang up on him, then the Chagavna, you could say Pshias HaMazik, Pshias HaMashil, and that Bamazin, the Bechanan on the Shita says that Beferish Yoni. Bechanan on the Shita speaks that out Beferish. Alright? What does he say? Right, Pater Shoyl. Ain't no reason El Machmas Blochi, Echal says. So Chayra, that would work nicely with Ramban. Ramban says that Pshia's a Mashal. He lent him something which is not really fit for the task. Now we see over here, if the Achbara managed to overpower the cat, then obviously he's not a very good cat. As the Menachal says, that's why we say that's Takim Meis Makos Halacha. I mean, you have to Meis Makos Halacha. Now I knew this Pshia is a Mashal. Okay, so that Lechayra could work. Charlie is a Mashal. Feed the Rashba. Rashba says that there's Mechila on the part of the Mashal. Right, the Mashal. Why? Harai is eating the, you know, we say chash, right? Chash basar, we say it is mechila. Why is it mechila? Because he didn't assess the value. He didn't do a shuma that we should know, what happens if it goes down a little bit, and, you know, we should know how much to pay. Obviously, it's Michael. Yeah? Mamela. And then we say, Malakal Palva, once he's Michael on Chash, also Michael, if it ends up dying completely because of the thing, right? Why Malakal Kul, Malakal Palva? But over here, nothing of that happened. Right here, a crazy thing happened, a fluke thing happened, that the Akbarim ganged up on the Shunra. So the Chayyim feed Rashba. Why should because he makes no halacha? So when Rashi says, Rashi says that it shouldn't have happened, right? It shouldn't have happened. It's not something that should have happened. So Meila could be what Rashi's saying is not that his makes no halacha. Adarabba, maybe that's the greatness of Rashi. That's why he's going to run into the Torah. The Gemara that the Torah holds that the pshitas of the Gemara is that's based on Malacha. Vayistayis before the Torah, the Gemara didn't see anyone that said that's based on Malacha, right? So it means the Gemara understood in Rashi that Adarab is not based on Malacha. One second. It's not a normal thing to happen that we say the Bayam is Michael. It's not a normal thing that happens, you know, in duty, falling while you're on duty or Akbanim. Akbanim Rashi says it shouldn't have happened. Yeah, it shouldn't have happened. What does Rashi mean? What he means is since it's something that should not necessarily have happened, so Mela, there's no Mechila. And Mela, what's an Einus? Rashi's Chayav an Einus. The issue is there a pshia mitzad the shayel? And therefore that would maybe offset the pshia of the mashal. I don't know what would happen if they're both pshia, both pshia. Back upon him, the shayel mitzad the pshia, and we say no, there's no pshia on his part, he didn't do anything wrong. Mela, and then the pshia is all inside the mashal. Mela's mez mazvach. Taisvis, chayel argues in the ritva. What does Taisvis say? Kagam the mai. Tema, maikam ba'ilei. Ali meis machas malachim. What's a shayla? Does meis machas malachim? What's a shayla? What's a shayla? What to stop? Otaisa yishleimar, mi ba'ilei im shina v'mashay licha ilamakayim shahar b'achbar mitzuyim. Aval ein lei lishmar shlo yargu. Yeah? Taisa says, pashit, that betzem, you're not a pesheya. You're not a pesheya. You don't have to wash it. You know, protect the poor little cat from the nachbarim. You're not a pesheya then.
It's a cat.
Elamai. What's the issue? The shashina, right? You're mishana. Yeah, you took it to a place where there's a lot of achbarim. Maybe that's not what the marshal thought. Oh, so what does that mean? What's that? What is that problem? What's the problem with that? So here, Rabbi Abram chat miyais, like what I should have said, but he said it for me. But I didn't copy myself. And that is, because the Rambam works out, the way we want to learn Pshat, and the Rambam, and Taisus, and that's in the beginning of the Perek. Because we discussed Arichus, the sheet of the Rambam, the sheet of Taisus, right? From Daik and the Rambam says, the Rambam,
it's downstairs in the
actually,
what? I saw someone using it.
Okay. Rambam said, part of the din of mezmach loch is that you're mishana. Right? That's why if you borrowed for harisha, you did disha, you borrowed for harisha, you wrote it, you did something else. Now, even though it's law, it's less work, but still you're potter. Still you're chayim. Why? Because Meis Machloch is that it got used up during the work. This is part of the wear and tear. That's what you borrowed it for. Yeah. But if it's not what you borrowed it for, right? You borrowed for something else, then that's not part of cheshbon. You don't have that cheshbon. It's not Meis Machloch. It's not wear and tear of what I borrowed it for. I didn't use what I borrowed it for. Yeah, so Mela, and we want to say that's Pentecost also in the beginning. That was what we said, the Losh of Taisus was Mashma, not even about all the Raj. Oh, so Mela, looking at Abraham, Rabbi Klein would say that, it's not Capella, I'd say it. But anyway, that the Taisus says, the Habmir was, Shaila Gemara was he Mashana? Right? He's a Kanat of Peshaya, the Shaila was he Mashana? Right, the Hainu Hainan Advarim, like the Rambam, that if you use it for something else, not what you borrowed it for, yeah, you were Mishana, then there's no Ptomes Mas Malacha.
So it's
that's a fact. I'm using something else that Bayam didn't sign up for. Then you don't have the Svara. And this is what I borrowed it for, and something that happens as I'm in use. That's cool that you used it up. Right? But that's only if you did what you're supposed to do with it. So then that's nichlal my shayla. That's my shayla, that's how I borrowed it. Yeah? But if I do something else, okay. Then you don't have to open the door. So that was the Havmi Gemara. That was the Shayla Gemara. Do we say that there's a problem with the Shin or not? Yes. What?
Rabbi's gonna say the next part.
But
the answer to the Gemara is that we don't care about the Shinui. Still makes Malchus Malach.
No, maybe that's why he's not called the Mishana.
Oh, it's not considered a Shinui.
Yeah. Is it a Shinui or not? The boy lay him Shinui with Mashalit. It doesn't say it to Sodom Matais. It could be maybe it's not. It could be. You borrow. Hey, Shunrod, Achbarim, then, you know, he's going to kill Achbarim, man. That's what he does, right? Top.
Is it
just
to eat them?
We'll get to that. How do you
know
that? How's that coming right over here, right now? Why not? We'll talk about that soon, right? Now. Okay, does anyone bring the Torah here by any chance? Thank you very much. The Torah,
Huh? I just stole his.
What?
I stole his.
Okay. You get the credit. He doesn't have the Torah. Okay, good. Zot the Torah. Torah now, Mishayim. Mishayim Ramah. Chiddush. Nish Shol Behem Leil Derech Yidua. Bolo Muslim. Baisa Derech. Chai Yisrael Mansua. Menu. Chosh of Shap Mesa Machos Lachov. Given Shemach Mesa Derech. Shishola Leil Bolo Yichu Menetza. it happened because of this derech, because it was here. The listim were here. So since it happened because of the malacha, because of where he's doing the malacha, you know, it's not malacha itself, and that's a chiddush of the Ramah. Machmas haderech sheshol leilch ba'elicha v'netza. Kehech the bras. He means the raya. Kehech the batrin lausha the shol shunu lechavrei. V'achlach barim tuba u'meisa. Apish lehargasa hamlocha gufa. Kiven shemlocha sheshol tzarcha meisa begarmasa. So it's interesting, right? The Ramah only means the Ramah for the second Gemara, not for the first Gemara. Only from the Gemara from the Shunra eating, overeating, yeah, not being overpowered by the mice. Why? Because if it died in battle, yeah, so then that the Ramah understands that's Pasha Meisa Machmas Malacha. That's Pasha Meisa Machmas Malacha. It died in battle. It died doing the Malacha. It died because of the Malacha. Not just as Malacha. It died because of the Malacha. The Malacha is the fight, and it died in the fight. Right? It died in the fight. So there, that's not a tushtel, says the Ramah, to the case of when it was going to Bederach and Pum Listim came. The Malach is not to fight Listim. The Malach is to walk here. He had to take a trip to the next town. Yeah? Pum Listim came over here. But it's not Machmas the Malach. The dying is not directly connected to the Malach. It happened during the malacha, but not in the malacha itself. Not because of the malacha. So therefore, the Ramah says, for the Reisha, there's no raya. Oh, but for the Seifa, the case of the eating, the Ramah says, it died from the eating. It died from the eating. And then now is the malacha. So they would die from the malacha. So if the meila, I'm sorry, it's hard. It died from the eating, but that's not the malacha. It's related to the malacha. It's something that comes out of the malacha. Yeah? But it's not the malacha itself. The meila, he said, that's already a dimyan. He says, to the case of going on the road, where the guy with the listim came. So therefore, it's something that resulted from the malacha. It's a mesa that resulted from the malacha. Not just a random thing. It had to do with the result of the malacha. Because I'm here, the malacha was to be here, and that's where the listim came. They didn't come to my house. They came over here. Right? So mesa, it's something that resulted from the malacha. Now we see Mar Gemara, that's also called mesa Machmas Malacha. It's also called mesa Machmas Malacha. Which Derech Agav, certainly if you're the Ramban, it's not going to work, right? The Ramban's Mahalach Mez Machmacha is not going to work. It's not going to work for the Ramah, yeah? The fact that Listim came and stole it doesn't show anything about the horse not being up to par, yeah? Or a lion came and killed it, okay. That's not a pshia mitam the mashal. That's for sure not. The Ramban can't go with the Ramban, right? Shaila is maybe the Rashba. Maybe the Rashba. And then we'll have to like extend this for the Rashba a little bit. But before Adrab, we said maybe the Rashba is talking going to be chayiv, right? We can maybe extend the svar of the Rashba. Yeah? Maybe extend the svar of the Rashba. That anything that results from the Mocha, there's an understood Mechila. It's not Mamish the Rashba. Rashba is very particular. Rashba says, why do a Shuma? So it means the Chash, your Mechila. Then we have a svar of Malikot, Chul Malikot, called the Palga. Rashba doesn't say anything that happens, you might. Because when the Rashba had to jump from Chash to Misa, you need a Psavart. You need a Psalomdis. Malikol Kul, Malikol Palga. Yeah? In order to make that jump. So I don't know if the Rashba, the exact sort of Rashba would apply over here. I'm saying, but it could be. We could use the idea of the Rashba, maybe the Ramah understood the idea of the Rashba and he applied it even to this case. You guys
know? I don't understand the difference between listing and the mice eating the cat.
Well, first of all, we want to say the Rashba, then maybe Bichayim.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So he should be Chayim also by listing.
Okay,
say it. Ramah doesn't say that.
According to the Rashba himself.
According to the Rashba, the listing, he'd be Chayim in case it wouldn't
say it. Say it, the Chayim is in the Ramah. But the
I don't see how the Ramah was the Ramah.
So I just tried to explain that maybe he's taking the svar of the Rashba, but not exactly what the Rashba said. He takes the svar of the Rashba is mechila. Really, he's extending it. But it's mechila. Anything that comes from the Malach is mechila. That's what I mean. It's the core of the Rashba, but not the way the Rashba says it. It's the side of the Rashba. Applying it more, extending it. Yeah.
According to what the Torah says, and the basis it says in Bedei Gavaya Sefer, you could be going like the Ramban. The Torah says the Torah said that it's a.
When you get the Rosh Kashi, yeah. Yeah.
As he says,
what do you want?
He says the Dvarim are.
So what?
There's a mechila because he knows he has to go by the drachim.
No!
I mean, sorry, there's a pshia because he knows that he has to go by the drachim. There's a pshia, he shouldn't
be
going
for such a
long
time. So, what you're asking, you're answering.
I'm trying to say that it can work with either on back.
What do you mean? What, did he let him go there, you mean?
Yeah.
It's not his pshia more than the Shaila's pshia.
Why?
Yeah. The Baal knew the Shaila didn't know. The Baal knew his list above here, not the Shaila.
Well, maybe the Baal told him to go in a certain way. Dafka.
He's going with the horse, really. Elamai, where to go.
What?
I mean, the Shaila's asking the shit for the Shaila.
The first law is going to be one way, and the second law is going to be another way. Let's dinah less dine on that. It's double or nothing, you know what I mean? If the Gemara is saying it's so pasha, then again, we don't know why, how could it be so pasha and then it's not so pasha. I'm saying it. But each way it was pasha, yeah? But then it has to be both of them pasha the same way. It can't be pasha this way, not that way. Okay. Yeah?
In the Rambam Shita of Shas Malacha, not Matmas,
yeah.
The Rashba holds a kula, that the Rambam is going to kula. So that could be a riot to the Rashba. That's saying that if listen to Zuyin Kav, it's not Machmas, but it's still a Shas, so you could.
Oh.
lost me.
The Rajba holds Lakula in the Rama. Then anything that happens during the Malacha, he's gonna be Hatter for it.
No.
So then Belis Mizuyim would be the same thing, even though it's not Machmas. It's still be Pater, because it's happening with Shabbat.
Who's talking about the Rambam? I don't know. Who's talking about the Rambam? Who's talking about the Rajma? Now.
How
is it going to explain how the Rambam would hold the Rajma? That is a Mechila. And what Mechila is, anything that's normal to happen in the normal usage of this animal, that is my home. Males of the Ramah, we see from the case of the Shunra. Yeah. Now, the Togos Vaitin says, Madani Avi Rosh, Aimer. But Beisaris Madaik, we don't find this in the Rosh anywhere written. Kamastamba, his father told him about everything, you know. They talked about. Yeah? It's true, it's interesting because I think there's very few times. Someone told me how many times it was. Like, few and far between the amount of times that the Torah quotes his father from what he told him, not what don't call him, but 5%. He counted all of them or something like that. Today you can do it, it's easy, you can do it good. You have to know something, you know, this kind of thing. It was like very few times. The amount was like a half, it was like a very few times. Anyway, Kitzer. They ain't near it. Like dumb lishun shol lara gachbar and vayis amloch atzma nensa. Vahavak shoyo behem al mahaloch yeh mechad. Umachmas ahiluch meisa. Al nensa menu derech ayin izakar vweni machmas mlocha hapun ma eh 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 eh. He's saying over here there's no raya from the shunra. Because there it's the mlocha itself. There's the mlocha itself. So the Bach explains, Nirdos Leiman, Ika Shael is a Shun, Elasim Lacha, who could they should take Hireg is Achbarim, Lesh Teichel Isam. Bach Bishachel is Isam, Lacharigasam. Say it normal, right? The cat does eat the mice, that, yeah. Loyal Kach Shalom, that wasn't, he doesn't really care if the cat eats the mice or not. He wants the cat to kill the mice. Chinuch Lameis, El Machmash, Ochla, Achbarim, Tuva, Ain't the Meis, Machmash, Melacha. I feel like between the Leila Shayel, Lishna Basra, Human Shibimlocha Shishola, the Tsarcha Mesa, Bigar Masa. If he's there, Kasha, then Cain, hey, Makam Kushis Rosh. Shamle Dom Lishunga, Baisa Mokha Atsmanansa, Shayla Ansa Mokha Zahbar. And the Rosh, so what's going on? It says the Bach. What is the Ramah hold? The Ramah holds that the Mloch is to kill, not to eat. And still we see, in the second case, that it died like something which was nigram from the Mlocha, that's enough. Something else, a Taitzah of the Mlocha. That's still we say Meisimach Melachim Kenu Adin. When the bandits come and kill it, or the animal comes and kills it, the bandits steal it. All right. So if that's true, he says, then what's Rosh Kasha? Rosh makes no sense. Ain't the Lashunah here? It's the Melachah. Here it's not the Melachah. The Ramah says, what do you mean? Here it's also not the Melachah. Mashun is also not the Melachah. So the truth of the matter is. Truth matter is, if you look at the Shita that Ben Chanan over there, look at the Ben Chanan over there. What does it say? We got behind Lishna, Ocho Achbi Ichbul Meis, Boza Moshe Shamrat Mordechai Goyin, Odom Sheesh Lo Shukhus Harbe. The Sacher Evan Rabbi, Lovoy Aleim, Loslami Royin. He wanted to get all the shichas pregnant. Umaroi bias aleyan kochash gu bemeis. Kamsam moshe gavu the bias noshim argu potter. Ledina ledina le alayim. Shlehar lehayle lehargas asim bias kol kach. Viu the katal nafshe. He killed himself. Kachzu ashunru. Lehayla lechal harbet shemeisa. The shares Adam Shum now Shnei Drachim he laharig ba'gabach barin ula achlam.
And eat shirt about it. It's no
clear.
It's animal.
Anyway, what's the
higher game? Shares Adam Shunra al Shnei Drachim laharig ba'ch barin ula achlam. Says the Gemara Chananel that part of the job. Part of the job, it's all part of it, to eat, to kill and eat. Yeah? So, Mela, that's what the Rosh is saying. That, Leidama Shunra, because there it died doing that, right? There it died because of the work. Part of the work is the eating. And that's what killed it. It's not something that's a result of the malacha. It's something that's from the malacha itself. So Meila, Zog Darash, what right does the Ramah have to take from here that Huadin, if you go on the road, which is something which is not from the malacha and got killed, which is not the malacha itself, it's something that happened because of the malacha, Zog Darash, you have no right to mendama one to the other. Thank you.